Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get for my pain? A trait desire. And I.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Ware Rabo. I see you, Will. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing? How's everybody doing?
Good, good. How's it going with you, man?
I'm doing all right.
Well, as you know, last weekend I was sick. That's why I didn't do the show. I was in bed last Saturday. I don't know if I had the cold. I don't know what it was. But I just know that I couldn't get out of bed. My body was aching. I had a headache, sore throat. So I don't know what it was. If it was a, I don't know if it was an allergic reaction or if I was sick, but took some medicine. I'm good now and ready to do the show. And I've noticed that I've been getting a lot of boners lately. I don't know why that is. Have you noticed that? Well, is it because of the climate of the warmer weather?
Getting cold, right?
No, I'm getting boners.
Oh.
I don't know. I've been drinking a lot of water, so maybe that's it also. Maybe that's been helping me get more boners lately.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I don't know.
Yeah. I've been exercising a little bit more because, my blood pressure has been a little high. So I've been trying to, lower that a little bit. And I've been exercising, drinking a lot of water, getting some protein in my system. And I've noticed that I have more energy now. And, I've been getting a lot of boners because of that. So that might be the reason. And I have a funny story. One of my coworkers at my job, he says he was coming to work in the morning, and there was this guy on the bus who was sitting down next to these women.
Mm-hmm.
And as the guy gets up to get off the bus at a stop, he gets up and has this humongous boner.
Come on,
and
man.
The woman, some of the women on the bus see that, and they yell in horror. They're like, "Oh my god!" And the guy is like, he's trying to bend down so no one could see his boner, but obviously it's noticeable, and some of the women on the bus see that, and they're like all shocked and stunned by it. And my coworker, he didn't know what was going on until he turned around and saw the guy trying to hide the boner. But I just thought that was funny because, I mean, how many of you guys have had boners unexpectedly on a train or a bus, and you're trying to, like, prevent anyone from seeing it? I mean, that's happened to you, right? Will, have you been on a train or a bus, and out of nowhere, you just get a boner, and you're trying so hard to just...
No pun intended.
Yo, I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me, but I've always managed to, to prevent anyone from seeing it,
Right.
I command my boner to go down. I command it so no one sees it, but, I mean, I've had that happen to me, but good thing I haven't had anyone actually see it,
Right.
But that guy,
not so lucky.
Yeah, he wasn't so lucky. So, but yeah, it's crazy, man. But anyway, let's get to some entertainment news.
Right, let's do that.
Kimye is finally married. Kanye West,
yep.
Kim Kardashian. They got married this past weekend in Florence, was it? Florence, Italy?
I believe so.
Yeah, a large wedding, family and friends. They're now officially married. And I think Kim is taking Kanye's last name, so she'll be known as Kim West or Kim Kardashian West. So I ask this question. Now that they're married, how long do you think it'll last? Because, some of these celebrity marriages don't last.
Yeah, that's true.
So how long do you think it's going to last? How many months or days or weeks even?
I'll say about at least 3 years.
3 years?
Which is a lot for Kim lately.
Yeah, that's a lot. I say no more than 2 years.
Mm.
No more than 2 years.
That's progress.
I think this will be her longest marriage, but I say 2 years it'll last. So.
Hopefully we're wrong.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Are you watching Spurs Thunder game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that. It looks like that shot didn't count. The shot by Duncan, right?
Yeah.
It looks like it was after the buzzer. Well, let's see this. Did Ginobili just miss the shot? Duncan rebound, yeah, that was after. It won't count. By the time he caught the ball, the red light sounded. So right now it's going to overtime in the Thunder Spurs game. Thunder trying to tie this series up.
Yep.
But talking about NBA, Miami Heat are going to their fourth straight NBA Finals. And right now it looks like they might win the whole damn thing.
Yep.
You know, right now, I think the Spurs will be the only team that could beat them. I mean, I don't think Thunder could beat them, but I think Spurs can win the championship this year. That's if they hang on to beat the Thunder here. But Miami Heat, right now, you know, they're trying to three-peat if they win this year. They're trying to become one of the NBA dynasties. I think the last team to three-peat was the It was the Lakers, I think, in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was the Lakers.
Yeah, so they're trying to three-peat themselves. So, and they just beat the Pacers for the third straight year. And Pacers player Lance Stephenson did his best to try to help the Pacers win.
Yep.
Yeah, even by getting into LeBron's ear, blowing kisses at him, you know, doing stuff that would annoy any NBA player, but his answer didn't help.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a possibility he might be a Knick next year, Lance Stephenson. Because he is a free agent, so let's see. Would you want Stephenson on the Knicks?
I wouldn't mind him on the team, but I hope he's not the big guy that we get. You know, I hope he's like a complimentary, you know, type player.
Yeah.
Because, shoot. Lance Stephenson won't be enough to turn this team around.
Yeah, I agree. And he's got to learn how to talk proper English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still, the guy still talks like he's from the streets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got to learn how to talk, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I see him as under the JR. Another JR Smith almost.
Right.
But yeah, he's got a. He's a good player. I mean, he's not bad. He's definitely improved the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, that'd be a good addition. But yeah, that can't be our biggest. Our biggest signing this season, this offseason, has to be re-signing Carmelo, and getting a head coach.
Well,
those
yeah.
are our main concerns right now as with the Knicks. So we'll see.
Yep.
And sticking with sports, 50 Cent threw out the first pitch at the Met game on, was it Wednesday or was it Thursday?
I think it was Wednesday.
What game was that? Mets versus,
what was it? It was either Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. It was against the, what was it, Cincinnati? No, it was Cincinnati. Pirates, it was,
Pirates.
I think.
Okay. As you know, 50 Cent, he's one of the top rappers. Born in Queens, right?
Yeah.
And supposedly he's a Mets fan, although he rocks Yankee caps.
I don't know if he is.
Okay. Well, you know, he was wearing a Met jersey, so I don't know.
He was at the game. He had to. He couldn't wear a Yankee thing.
True. That's true. I don't know what fan he is. He probably is a Yankee fan. But Mets invited him to throw the first pitch. And during warm-ups, I mean, he looked like he was throwing strikes, you know.
Yep.
But then comes the first pitch.
Mm.
And 50 Cent throws like... like a little girl.
Like they said it, like Bob Uecker in the major league. Just a bit outside.
I mean, his first pitch was so bad, the Mets signed him to a minor league deal. But it was horrible, man. I don't know if he did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's still speculation because, you know, bad publicity is good publicity, and you know.
Exactly. Exactly, because, you know, he has an album coming out now, and he's got a new show on Stars, I think. So some people are saying that he did it on purpose just to get some, you know, just to get some attention. Because that, I mean, that was, I mean, 50 Cent knows how to aim a gun.
Yeah.
He should know how to aim a pitch, right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Who's leading?
Right now, the game is tied. 103-103, Thunder and Spurs. So, yeah, so that's some little sports news for you. I'm obsessed with this Icebreakers commercial. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, basically, it's you know, Icebreakers, right? The mint, the fresh mint. They have a commercial out. It's like a 30-second commercial, very short. It starts out with this guy. I guess he's running to the bus or train, and he meets this girl. They make eye contact, and they end up sharing an icebreaker mint together.
Mm.
The music in it, I love the music. Let me play it. Let me cue it up for you. Yeah, well, as soon as I play the music, you're going to know what I'm talking about. You familiar with that commercial now?
Play it again.
Okay, let me play it one more time. Yeah, so it's very quick. It's a very quick commercial.
Yeah, I'd have to see it because I can't. Yeah. I couldn't really hear it that well.
Okay, well, it's a quick commercial. I'm gonna play the actual music, the actual song from that commercial, which I'm in love with. The song in that commercial is by a band called Lavender Diamond, and the song. What is the song name? Let me see. It's called "Light My Way." It's pretty good song. In the video, pretty girl dancing in the night in the streets. It's a pretty good, cool song. I like it. It's a very romantic, dark song. I mean, you'll like it when I play it for you. Let me cue it up.
We'll be right back.
Marshall ring a bell now?
No, but it sounds nice.
Okay. I'm in love with that song. It's so romantic. Yeah, it's right. I shared it with a couple of girls, and they like it, you know, so... So that's a song that you can make love to. So what else? What else? T.I. and Floyd Mayweather got into it earlier this week.
Yeah.
I guess T.I. thinks Floyd Mayweather is banging his wife. Or is hooking up with his wife. But, you know, Floyd Mayweather is just saying that they're friends. And that his wife invited him to a birthday party for, you know, their daughter, I guess. I don't know the specifics of the story, but I know that Floyd Mayweather is just saying him and T.I.'s wife are just friends. And there's nothing more than that. But T.I. thinks otherwise. And T.I. and Sora... Floyd Mayweather having lunch or something at a restaurant, and he came up to him and asked him to talk. And I guess Floyd Mayweather said, told him to get out of his fucking face. T.I. ended up taking offense of that and swung a punch at Floyd Mayweather, and a whole brawl erupted at that restaurant. And so right now it looks like, you know, there's some major beef between Floyd and T.I. all because they're arguing over a woman who they think is a dime piece. I mean, have you seen T.I.'s wife? I don't think.
I think so.
I mean, let's be honest.
Her name is Tony, I think, right?
She looks like a retarded Mariah Carey.
Oh my God.
Let's be real. She's not that good looking. You know, she's not that good looking. Sorry, you know, I don't think Floyd Mayweather is doing anything for her. I mean, even if he was, you know, that's whose main fault is that? It's T.I.'s wife. That has nothing to do with Floyd Mayweather, right?
Say what?
I said even if it was T.I.'s wife's fault, I mean, it has nothing to do with Floyd. Right.
Well, if he is being, it would be his fault too. If he is with her, and that's supposed to be his
friend.
Yeah,
but the major blame would go on T.I.'s wife. I mean, she's in the media. She's embarrassing herself. She's doing that.
It'd be 50-50. The blame would be 50-50.
I don't know about that.
Take
because
two.
I mean, if she seems like she's a gold digger. She seems like.
Wow,
I'd
no,
say
I like
the
that.
Major the major blame would have to be on her. Floyd Mayweather said, you have to check your bitch. Don't check me. That's what he told T.I. But you know, he says he's not doing anything, that they're just friends. So T.I. may just be jealous. He just may be jealous. And T.I. it's been rumored has cheated on her a number of times, and she's taking him back. So if that's true, then he shouldn't be mad at that. If she is cheating with Floyd Mayweather, because you cheated on her a number of times, so.
Well, those who cheat, they feel entitled. They think they could cheat, but they don't want their woman to do the same thing.
Exactly, like
their
yeah.
Do the same thing.
Exactly, you know, if you cheat, then. Expect to be cheated back on.
That's true.
Yeah. If I find out my girlfriend cheated on me, or if she cheated on me a number of times, I'd bang every one of her friends.
Mm.
And get one.
Say what?
That's
and
true.
What?
And get one of her friends pregnant. Now what? Shows you that I'm not playing. That's crazy, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully they squash it, you know.
Yeah, hopefully,
you know.
Hopefully it's not true that she's messing around. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think T.I. is just, you know, going over the top. He's just jealous, but We'll see. Right now, Spurs and OKC. Spurs are up by 3 with less than 20 seconds left. Looks like Spurs might be going to their second NBA Finals, second straight NBA Finals, and they might be meeting the Heat for the second year in a row. So looks like that's going to happen. Stay tuned. But we'll, you have any last words?
Just, you know, thanks for having me on the show, and check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, you know, with your host, William Ramo, and of course, you, Mac, on the show, and check out this show. I'm Mac every Saturdays at 11, only on Black Talk Radio.
All right, well, thanks, Will. So I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. For me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will. See you next week. Peace.